GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. In our conversation with Chris and Chris, that's Quimby and Downs, one from Midcoast iPhone Repair, the other from Chris Downs Computer Room, and we're talking, do you sleep with your cell phone on? Are you risking your health? This text message to us. Send it to the MTG text line, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. I am a service tech. I'm on call 24/7, 365. I can't turn my phone off, and I have to be able to hear it, so it's by the nightstand all the time with white noise. Again, beautiful thing, white noise. This person writes, I have an iPhone and use the nightstand, which shows the time, but silences all notifications. Nightstand, I guess, is the name of the app that they use.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, okay.
Check that out.
Let's see.
Thanks for the suggestion.
Someone asks, what white noise app do you use? I don't know. That it's white noise. It's simple as that. And it's got options, by the way.
One thing I really liked, I have a Spotify. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
That's all right.
No, Rick, all the time. That's you say valuable
show
things.
All about. No, I doubt it. You can have, let me turn it on. You can have rain pouring, or you can have a thunderstorm.
You can have noise.
Yeah, you can have blowing wind, which sounds a lot like our show. This rain on car roof, and if I find it here,
I have to go to the bathroom.
There's one. Where's oh, the shower?
I got one of those. I took it out. Drove me crazy.
Oh, cat purring.
Do you have one of husband snoring?
I have one of those.
I am that app.
I have one. It gave me the seashore.
Search for it online. Chris Downs app. Wind chimes.
Oh. That drive me nuts.
Something's so white noise. That's what I'm using.
No, forget that.
No, I actually have an actual white noise machine my wife bought, so that allows us to have the phone outside of the room too.
Usually, the white noise machines are outside of the room on the floor, so people can't hear the counseling session inside.
That's true.
Yeah.
The only reason we need counseling is when I start snoring.
I hear you. Well, good moment there. Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit about us.
There you go. Now, how about you? 1-800-966-1039. What else is going on in the world of tech devices and smart devices that are so much smarter than us? Anything new going on in the world? Chris Downs, Chris Quimby?
Well, there's the iPhone 11 people are kind of excited about.
All the bugs worked out yet?
Probably not.
So you shouldn't grab it yet, maybe.
I don't have a specific answer to that question, but my wife and I were in Massachusetts for something this weekend. It was funny, like sitting down at this old school, like Massachusetts diner, these old guys in the booth next to us. And just to listen to this guy, he was ranting and raving about his iPhone. And I can't repeat a lot of the language that
like
was
ranting,
used there.
Ranting good or ranting
no,
bad?
No, just bad. He's like, and look at this, beep. Who needs this? What does this even mean? And there's a guy like 30 years younger than him saying, well, you're supposed to do this. He's like, who needs that? Beep, beep, beep. To me, what was funny about it is like, if you sit at home and you like watch these Apple commercials about these new sleek designs and all the things you can do with your phone, the target audience is to these chic younger kids that are totally utilizing all the, and then you got, but really like most of the people that come into my shop and some people even in this studio right now, during the breaks, we're just sitting there going, these consarn things, blah, blah, blah. and how do they not fit into my life? And when real people use this technology, I dare Apple to have an advertising campaign where they just have a bunch of old guys sitting around just bagging on all the junk on the phones and how it's changed their lives.
Oh, that's all I got. The password nightmare that everybody's trapped under.
Totally. Passwords. Wait, you want me to talk more? Because I will. Passwords is the biggest frustration of people that come into my office.
I will say this about passwords. Putting a post-it note under your keyboard, that's the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah. What was your story about that?
Are you gonna? I was in somebody's office the other day, and they were like talking about how they're the only one that knows their password, and I picked up their keyboard, and I said, well, I know what it is now. Oh. Well, how'd you know that was there? I have said this to people before. You'd be better off to put it on your bulletin board in front of your desk. I mean, don't write password equals and then write it. But if you just put a random word on your bulletin board, no one's going to think that's your password.
Yeah.
You put it under your keyboard, everybody knows that's your password.
And the funny thing is, you have so many passwords for so many different things, and then some of them, like bank security, make you change them every 6 months or something. to add to the security in your life. And what it happens is people can't sustain that much memory. So my customers end up either writing it down, like you said, on a piece of paper or putting it in the notes app on their phone and blasting through any potential security benefit that you would have, because our brains can't handle all of that.
When they want you to use a bunch of symbols, and because
yeah,
you start and they you're putting a new app in and something important, and it'll say, not strong enough, too weak.
Right.
So they want you to put an asterisk, a backslash. I can't remember all
Charlie Brown swear word. Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you. It's a mess. I have a, we talked about this before, but I have a password convention where there's a 6-digit word I used to use as my password. Not going to tell you what it is, but some of the numbers can be turned into letters can be turned into numbers. And then I always use that as a root word. The first letter is capitalized. And then if I'm on eBay or something.
Quimby.
I changed it. Ah, he nailed it. The last the last letters, the suffix is always a condition of what website I'm on, like capital E, capital B for eBay or something. And so basically that allows me to have a bunch of different passwords, but they all follow the same convention. And so it's easier for me to remember. The problem is with like my bank or something, they want me to add those symbols and then change them every few months. And I always forget which one I've changed
it
to.
That's the biggest pain in the buttocks
right there. And the other thing, this is a good suggestion too, worth repeating, because we have mentioned it here before. I have customers that like pick a sentence, like a Bible verse or the verse of a song or something, and take the acronym, the first letter of each word of that, and they'll use that as the foundational basis for their password too.
Ooh. Take a song you love.
Yeah, they would not let me use mine. They said it was too common.
Real?
Baby's Got Back?
No, I heard Yankees suck.
Oh.
They made me get rid of that.
Take that, you Yankee bastards!
Okay, can't see that actually working too well. I guess a lot of people just go, I'll confess, I had for the longest time a password. I don't use it anymore, so I can say this. Our first cat was Dorian, but her nickname was Little Kitty. So Little Kitty, Lilkitty, was the password for everything. And this was and so when it came time to change the password, well, Little Kitty 1, Little Kitty 2, Kitty 3, Little Kitty. So once someone knows your password, if you're not smart, they're going to be able to figure out the next one and the next one and the next one, because it's just adding a number at the end.
But the crooks have these systems where they just, the computer randomly goes through.
Darn crooks.
And they've... They just throw them a million passwords and they'll come up with one.
For years, I drove beater cars like that I would get for $1,500 and because I didn't want to have a car payment. And I always liked the fact that I could park in a parking lot, have the doors unlocked. If people are going to pilfer things from a vehicle, they're probably not going to go to mine, because there's always better options out there. So my advice is for everybody to just keep their lives as unattractive and as uninteresting as possible, so maybe people won't break in and try to take your stuff.
All four of us are halfway there. Maybe a little closer. Christmas, the holiday season is coming, and people are going to want to start thinking about giving gifts that will endear the recipient to their hearts. And we wondered if there were any suggestions, any thoughts, any ideas, if there is an electronic gift that is worth one's attention in considering gift giving.
Well, it's a very personal decision. I mean, what is the potential gifty into? Are they into games? Are they into technology at all? They want new headphones? I would prefer you buy something that's breakable and that I can repair.
The man is honest.
I
don't know what to
do. It's tough, isn't it? Because technology costs so much. Unless you're buying like low-grade accessories, it's tough for like a parent that has 4 kids and who all have an appetite for technology. You could drop $200 easy into each person's gift. And who's got that kind of budget, really, for middle-class people? So that is a frustrating thing. I know a lot of people go with like iTunes gift cards, for example.
Boy, listen.
Oh, wait, iTunes went away.
iTunes gift cards.
So don't bother, right?
For our kids in school. They love it when I do that.
Well, they must just call it something different, right? I mean, because
Apple Music.
Apple
gift
Music.
Card, maybe.
Yeah.
I think cash still works.
Does it?
Last I knew.
I haven't had any in my pocket for such a long time. I don't know if I can remember, Chris.
I take cash.
You can get them books. Remember books? You can get them books. If you pile up a few, then you can keep your iPhone on those books and it might stay safer at night on your nightstand. Yeah, and actually, I bought these are little rinky dinks. Those pop sockets that people have, those are pretty cheap, and I think a lot of kids have them anyway.
Man alive, I've never seen my kid get such joy out of having a pop socket on the back of the phone.
Can you use that as a kickstand? Like, because I bought. I didn't realize that. I bought a special kickstand deal for mine for when I watch YouTube.
And if you have this, it's easier to use it to affix your cellular phone to your dash of your car and then be in better compliance with Maine's driving laws by having the pop socket because it just goes in and just
sits in the cradle. What do you call those things?
Pop socket. Pop, P-O-P, socket, S-O-C-K-E-T.
I usually put mine up against the pillow so I can see it.
Yeah.
In the car?
No, in bed. You were talking about
that's
got to
be kind of hard to do. Well, we were talking about last segment, we were talking about taking it to bed. But
yeah, the reason I don't is just like I tell people, like we all have to learn. This technology has come upon us so quickly that you have to make a few mistakes to discover what works best for you. And I know, like if I'm getting up at night to go to the bathroom, for example, and my phone's right by my stand, I'll check a Celtic score or something, or I'll get a text from somebody. And like, it's easy to be personal here. Like I can't go to bed anxious about things. It's hard to sleep. And I want to have good thoughts before I go to sleep. If I get a text from a customer that, you know, a device repair went bad or a family drama or something like that, I need some separation from life, and bedtime is a good time to just be able to have that sanctuary.
And the same for you, Chris Downs? Set it aside?
I'm constantly separated from life.
The computer geeks, Chris Downs. From Chris Downs Computer Room. Again, we find you where online, pal?
ChrisDownsComputerRoom.com and on Facebook.
And Chris Quimby from Midcoast iPhone Repair. Same to you?
Yeah, on Facebook as well and MidcoastiPhoneRepair.com.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.